Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Halacha. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chaval Halacha Yud Zayin says, Zoyra, which is winnowing, Boyer, choosing his Os Melachas, therefore, even though it's mutter to cut off or twist off with stalks with the top of your fingers, but when he blows with his one hand, with Chol Koicha, but not with a sifter or a sieve, which is a plate or a tablecloth, Gzeir, because he might do it with a Nafek Kvar, which is a real sieve, which is Chayiv. Someone does sediments, is told a Boyer or Meraka. Therefore, even though it's mutter to sieve clear wine, or clear water with a kerchief or an Egyptian basket, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it with a cloth. So you shouldn't do it the way he does during the weekdays. And he might come to use a sifter. So too, you're not to hang up a sieve when the way he does during the weekdays, because he might come to sift it. So too, someone who makes cheese at all the butter or sour cream. Therefore, even though you put in sesame and walnuts to the honey, don't squeeze them out by hand too, because then you'll be over on the same idea of boyer. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Beis Alacha Chav Ches says, you don't hang up a canopy because it becomes an oil arai, but you're allowed to put a bed, a chair, and a basket, even though it becomes an oil, because that's not the way of making oil, therefore it's not a keva and not an arai. Shechnar Harachayim Simon Shin Tezvav Siv Gimel says, a bed, when you put it up, you're not allowed to put the beds first and the feet first and then put the boards on it. First put the boards and the air and then put the feet underneath them. That's dafka when the legs are boards in a mechuba, just like the walls of a box. But legs of beds, our beds, and so to the legs of a table is mutter in any case. Shulchan Aruch Harachayim Simon Shin Tezvav Siv Dalet says, a bed that is woven with rope, if there's between one rope and another rope, three tefachim, you're not allowed to spread on them a cloth because you're making oil. And so too, you're not allowed to take off the upper linen from it because it's soyser oil. And if there was a pillow or a blanket or a bag at paris from Erev Shabbos or Shir Tev, then you're allowed to spread it on Shabbos on the whole meat on the whole bed. Arachayim Sim Shin Tezvav Siftes says, a sifter, that a sieve that you hang it up to put sediment to clean it, and you stretch it, its mouth to every direction, that's considered making oil, you're not allowed to put it up. Shabbos Perek Chav Beis Halacha Chav Zayin. The Rambam says, so makes oil kuvus chayav al zbayna, therefore you don't make oil arayla ketchila, you're not soyser on arayla gzeri, because you might make or be soyser an oil kuvah. If you made or be soyser oil arayla, it's potter. You're allowed to add an oil arayla on Shabbos, for instance, he has a talus that's spread on beams or on the walls, and it was wrapped before Shabbos. If there was leftover gag a tefach stretched out, then he can stretch out the whole thing on Shabbos till he makes an oil gadol. So to anything they like. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Beis Halacha Chav Ches, we already mentioned it, so we'll skip it. Shechnar Harachayim Simon Shin Tezvav Sifhei says, a chair that's made out of parts, when you want to sit on it, you open it up, and the skin of the leather gets opened up. When you take it off, you close it, and the leather gets folded over. You're allowed to open it, l'katchila, on Shabbos. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Ches Halacha Yud Dalet says, someone who sifts wine or oil in a sieve, in a thing that you usually use to sift the sediment, so to any other liquid in their sifter is chayav. That's dafka if he does the size of a dried fig, but you're allowed to sift wine that doesn't have any sediment or clear water in a kerchief or an Egyptian basket should look clear. You're allowed to put water on top of sediment so it should be clear. And you're allowed to put a scrambled egg on the sinus of a mustard seed, it should become clear. A mustard that they needed Erev Shabbos, tomorrow you can squash it by hand or by kli. So to wine out of its barrel, as long as it's still bubbling, he can scramble the barrel with its sediment and puts it into the kerchief. Because they weren't separated yet from the sediment very well. And the whole wine is to the one goof, and so to the mustard seed, so to anything like it. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Ches Halacha Yud Dalet says, someone winnows or someone chooses like a dried fig, or someone makes cheese, it's told a ver, sour cream. And someone who chooses sediment from a mashkin, that's told a ver, or told a merakin is chayav. Because winnowing and ver and merakin, they're all very similar to another. Why do they count at three? Because each malacha was in the mishkin, you count them all separate. Shabbos Perek Chav Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin. We already said it, so we'll skip it. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Beis Halacha Chav Tes says, any oil that's slanted that doesn't have a roof of tefach and not less than 3 tefachim close to the gag with a tefach. That's an oil arai. Whoever makes a gatchim on Shabbos is part of the talus, which is doubled over, that has threads, and it's hanging on Erev Shabbos. He's allowed to set it up and take it apart, and so too a curtain. Shechna Chaim Simshon Tetzvah Seif Yud. Talus is doubled over, that has threads, that was hanging from Erev Shabbos. He's allowed to set it up, he's allowed to take it apart, and so too the parechas. We have Dafkuf Flamet Chesam Beis Shabbos Perichav Beis Alach Lamet says, a canopy of chasan doesn't have on the roof a tefach and doesn't have within 3 tefachim close to the roof a tefach. Since it's besukkah for it, you'll have to take it apart and put it up together. And as long as it's not hanging from the bed a tefach, a window board, when it's besukkah for it, even though it's not tied and it's not hanging, you'll have to close the window with it. Our Chaim Sumshin Tezov Sifidal says, canopy of chasan doesn't have on the roof a tefach and not less than 3 close to the roof a tefach. Since it's besukkah for it, you'll have to put it up, you'll have to take it apart, as long as it's not hanging from the bed at tefach. The Rambam Shabbos Perek B'chol Beis Alach Lamed Aleph says, a hat that you make on the head that has a lip around it, that used for shade, like a cowboy hat, there's like an oil on his clothing, you'll have to wear it. But if he took it out of the clothing, more around his head, or poured his face like an oil, and it's tight on his head, and the suffer was hard, like a roof, then it's also because it looks like it's oil arai. So it goes with Toysa Shita, and it has to do if it's hard or not. Our Chaim Sim Shin Alef Sif Mem, a hat that gets spread further from his head, a tefach is not put on his head, even inside the house, because of an oil. Our Chaim Sim Shin Alef Sif Mem, Aleph says, to go out and shower with a hat on his head that's made to protect from the sun. Some say it's also because we're worried the wind might take it off his head and he might come to carry it out on Shisram, that's Rashi Shita, unless it's tight on his head, or it's deep on his head goes in deeply into it and the wind can't take it off his head, or it's tied with a rope underneath his neck, because like this you don't have to be chayshish. The Rambam, Shabbos, Perichav Beis, Halacha Lamed Beis, says, someone puts up a berichas, a curtain, a chesman, says, be careful, you shouldn't make an oil when he puts it up. Therefore, if the berichas was very large and two people hang it up, two people could do it, but one can't, it's awesome. And if it was a kiva that has a roof, you don't stretch it out, even 10. Because it's not shadow, you off the ground at tefach, and it's making an oil arai. Says the Ravid, I don't like with all this because we don't come to oil because of this. It's because they are like hooks. You have to have these hooks connected to the nails of the wall, and two people can be mechavim without a shinoi, but one person not. And a kilo, which is big. Even 10 people can't be mechav without a shino in the kippah shle, and looks like it's night to oil the tchila, or like he's doing it like on the folds to fix it, so therefore he can't do it. Arachayim Sunu Shin Tezvav Sifid Bey says, someone puts a brechus chetzvah, that's forgivable, not to make it oil when he puts it up, therefore if it's a brechus gedele, 2 people can hang it up and 1 can't. If it was a kila that has a roof, you don't stretch it out, even 2 and 10 people, because it's not actually off the ground, a little bit off the ground, it becomes an oil arai. Shabbos Perek Chav Vav, Halacha Vav, Rambam says, the leftover mats that rotted, it's like a klish from after the hetter because it's ready to cover up tinuf, dirt, number 2. But there are other clothing that rotted that don't have 3x3, and not even talking because it's not right enough for poor people, not for rich people. Broken pieces of an oven, you're not even talking, it's like other candle that lacked in the hetter. A oven that lost one of its foot, you're not even talking because you might come to push it back in tightly. Shem Yitoka. Arachayim Sim Shem Chesif Tezayin says, a shirt that they rinsed it and they put in on a hook to dry it, you can take it off the hook. But to take the hook from inside is also because it's not a kli. If you stuck it into a kli, you're allowed to hang it, take it off from it. Even if it's a kli shalach al issa, an oven that lost even one of his feet, you know, the tatlet, and the remosa, so to a long bench that one of his feet fell off. If 2 feet fell off the Inal Metatlet and put it on another bench and sit on it, even if it broke from Friday, unless you sat on it once before Shabbos. It's also, you're not allowed to put in the leg in there because of Boini, you're building it. The Rambam Shara of Satum Perik Yidal of Halacha Bey says, Arishin of Chum is Tameh and it's Metameh. Sheni is possible, but it's not Metameh. And a Sheni doesn't make a Shlishi by Chum. How do I know Eichel Sheni it's possible? Chum says, Echli Cheres Hashipa Vahem Al Teuchel Kalashim Sachitma. So it comes out, the sheretz is an av, the kli cheres, that the sheretz fell into the airspace of Rishon, and the oichel in the kli is a sheni. And it says yitmo, and so to sheretz that fell into the av or tana, the pas is a sheni, because the tana becomes a Rishon. The Rambam Tumas Meis Perek Hei Halacha Vav says, kli cheres that touched the mace, or was in the same tent, it's tama, it's not matama. Not for a person, not for kli cheres, another kli cheres, not for other kelim. Because kli cheres doesn't become av tuma ever. Not by mace, not by other tumas, and that's a din terror, even though it's based on Kabbalah. The Rambam Kehan Perikit Gimel Alocha Aleph says, we already explained in many places that Klicheres is not Matama only from the airspace, or when Azov sits on it, and other Kehan, the tumor touched it, becomes Tama. And if when the tumor went into the airspace and then touched it, then they have Torah. If the it comes out that the Tama B'Klicheres is Torah in Kehan, and the Tama in all Kehan, Torah B'Klicheres. How do I know that Klicheres becomes Tama only from the Avar? It says, Klicheres is Shiba B'Matoicha Yitma. From inside it becomes Tama, not from the outside. The last Halacha, Kalim Perikud Gimel, Alacha Bey says, just like it becomes Tamei Abed, so too it's Tamei Oichel Mashkin from the airspace. A Kli Cheres became Tamei, and the Oichel Mashkin went into the airspace, even though it didn't touch it, it's Tamei. It says, Kalashim Sechitmo. For other Kalim Atmeim, they don't become Tamei Oichlin and Mashkin until it actually touches it. This is the end of the Alachas of Daf, Kof Lamed Ches.